We have a question from Justine in Toronto, and she wants to know if training based on food reward is the most successful. You just mentioned treats in your previous response. Should we be using treats to train our horses?
Well, yeah, people can be. I've met many trainers who have very strong opinions, one way or the other, about using treats. So there are different schools of thought. I actually like to use as many different strategies as I can and to be familiar with as many different training approaches as possible, because the best approach depends on the individual horse. It depends on the horse's training history and what's familiar to that horse. It depends on the skill of the owner in applying the different kinds of approaches to training. But I'd have to say that training with food rewards can be very effective, can be very successful, but isn't always the best approach for every horse. So let me just give you an example. This is some research that I did with a student, Kelsey Wallach, a few years ago, where we were doing clicker target training for a bigger study. And one piece of that study was to look at how quickly the horses, different horses, were able to learn to do something very simple for a treat. That was, can you touch your nose to the target to get a treat? And some horses, it's a very simple task, and some horses learned really quickly. And other horses did not learn so quickly. It took them a very long time, and they, in many of those cases, the horses were trying to work out their own strategy. They didn't like our strategy, right? They didn't want to touch the target. They wanted to work out their own solution for getting the treat, like, what if I just push this trainer over a little bit, or they would give up. So, we found a lot of variability in the initial success of training and the responses of the horses to the food reward training, even on such a simple task. So the point that I really want to make there is that individual horses are different, and just, some people may find that their horse is very responsive to treat reward training, and others may find that it's a real challenge to introduce that kind of training with their horse. Do I have time to say more about this,
Sure.
Michelle? Okay, great. I don't want to take up too much. I did want to say that regardless of the method, one of the things I wanted to say, method in terms of whether treats are being used or typically, the alternative to that is some kind of a pressure release training system. The goal of any of this training is actually to communicate effectively with the horse using cues and not to continue using the rewards or the pressure, regardless of either of which type of training. So, for example, let's say that you're using rein pressure to stop or steer. The goal of any advanced rider is to have a horse that is feather light on the touch of the reins, using a very light tactile cue that really doesn't resemble pressure or anything uncomfortable in any way. The same goal is true for treat-based training. It's not to stay reliant on the treats, but rather to have a tool for developing a communication, train the behavior and then put it on cue so the horse responds without the treats in the end.